The Delaney family seems to have it all. A successful tennis academy, a beautiful Sydney home, and four adult children who remain close despite their differences. Stan and Joy, married for nearly 50 years, built their lives around tennis and family. But retirement has left them adrift, with simmering resentments bubbling beneath the surface. Each night at 5 o'clock, like clockwork, your father says, "What's for dinner?" And I grit my teeth so hard I can feel it in my jaw, Joy reflects. Their four children, emotionally volatile Amy, ambitious Troy, analytical Brooke, and easygoing Logan, all showed tremendous tennis promise in youth, but ultimately fell short of professional success. The family's dynamics reveal deep-seated tensions, with Stan's relentlessly demanding coaching style creating a pressure cooker environment where the children's self-worth became inextricably tied to their tennis performance. What happens when this delicate balance is disrupted by an unexpected visitor? One September evening, a young woman named Savannah appears at the Delaney's door, bleeding and claiming to have fled an abusive boyfriend. Joy immediately takes her in, drawn to Savannah's vulnerability and the way she fills the emptiness in Joy's life. Savannah quickly integrates herself, cooking elaborate meals and showing interest in family history. Yet, inconsistencies emerge. She claims to have grown up in foster care with highly superior autobiographical memory, but remains evasive about her past. Logan's suspicions grow when he sees a domestic violence documentary featuring a story nearly identical to Savannah's. The family discovers she's actually the sister of Harry Haddad, a former student at their tennis academy who achieved professional success. Why has she targeted the Delaneys? The answer connects to one of the family's deepest wounds and will expose long-buried secrets that test their bonds like never before. Joy Delaney has disappeared. Her four children gather at a cafe, debating whether to report her missing. She's been gone for over a week, sending only a strange text with nonsensical phrases and emojis on Valentine's Day. After finding her mobile phone under the bed, they file a missing persons report. Detective Christina Cowrie approaches the case with her ABC principle: accept nothing, believe nothing, check everything. Evidence against Stan accumulates rapidly. Unexplained scratches on his face, Joy's bloodied t-shirt buried in bushland, and CCTV footage showing him carrying something wrapped in a blanket to his car at midnight. Investigators discover Joy had searched online about divorce after 60 and marriage counseling. As media attention grows, a reporter boldly asks Stan, "Did you kill your wife?" on their front lawn. Internet sleuths note how two Delaney children subtly distance themselves from their father. The once perfect family now stands at the center of a potential murder investigation. The investigation forces the Delaney children to re-examine their parents' marriage. They recall a disastrous Christmas lunch where Joy smashed cherished china cats against the wall, met with Stan's contempt-revealing marital discord that had worsened since Savannah's departure. Behind this conflict lies a devastating truth. Joy had secretly advised Harry Haddad's father to find another coach in Melbourne, betraying Stan and crushing his dream of coaching a champion. The investigation also exposes the children's own struggles. Troy paid Savannah an exorbitant amount after false claims about Stan. Brooke has separated from her husband. Logan's long-term relationship has ended. Amy battles mental health issues while dating her younger flatmate. The Delaney's pattern of withholding important truths reflects how the pressure to maintain appearances creates a culture where failure and vulnerability remain hidden rather than shared. Tennis isn't just the Delaney family business, it's the lens through which they view themselves and each other. Stan's assessments of his children's tennis abilities reveal his understanding of their characters. Amy, the comeback queen, who began choking at 14, Logan, with extraordinary ability but no commitment, Troy, the show pony with a temper, Brooke, strategically brilliant but plagued by migraines. These tennis-based identities have followed them into adulthood, creating a gap between Stan's expectations and their achievements. Troy resents his siblings' failure to acknowledge his Stanford success, while Logan has abandoned tennis entirely, unable to play without the life-or-death competitive drive he was raised with. "How can you play socially?" he asks Troy, revealing their fundamentally different relationships with the sport. The Delaneys' tennis-focused upbringing created a family culture where worth was measured by achievement and failure was seen as character weakness, a mindset that has shaped their relationships, career choices, and self-perception into adulthood. Savannah's vendetta is finally explained. She had visited the Delaneys' house as a starving child. While Harry trained with Stan, young Savannah, whose mother severely restricted her diet for ballet, snuck in looking for food. Meanwhile, Harry lived with their father and ate well for tennis. When caught trying to steal a banana, Joy shouted at her, Logan threw his racket nearby, and Troy chased her out, calling her a vulture. This memory festered for years until, after being stood up on her birthday, she saw Harry announcing his comeback on TV. Rather than throwing a brick through their window as initially planned, she knocked on their door with her fabricated abuse story. Her journal reveals her ongoing eating disorder: quarter apple, five sultanas, toast, no crusts, no butter, a legacy of her mother's abuse. The irony of Savannah cooking lavish meals for the Delaneys while barely eating herself underscores her psychological damage. Her family was sliced cleanly in two when her brother first held a tennis racket. Her revenge transcends a stolen banana. It's about the inequality throughout her childhood and how tennis destroyed her family. As police prepare to arrest Stan, Joy returns. Her cryptic text about dancing daffodils and dog champagne actually meant doing Harry's 21-day challenge to end childhood cancer. She had impulsively joined Savannah at an off-grid retreat. The dog had eaten her note. During those 21 days, Joy experienced a profound shift, realizing she hadn't truly stopped when she retired, but kept running towards some unspecified goal. She gained new perspective on Savannah, a nice person who has done some not-so-nice things, like all of us. Joy's return catalyzes family healing. Stan buys a mobile phone and learns to cook a perfectly adequate roast dinner. The children find their paths. Logan and Indira get engaged. Brooke's clinic thrives. Troy learns his ex-wife is pregnant with their embryos. Amy acknowledges her feelings for Simon. Even Savannah confronts her abusive mother and leaves Brooke an apple crumble as reconciliation. Logan decides to coach a friend's tennis prodigy, embracing the family legacy on his terms. Watching Joy on the tennis court, Stan acknowledges that though she has fallen out of love with him multiple times, he has never stopped loving her.